after the war, in all of Europe, it was very hard. And in former Yugoslavia, especially scarce jobs. And people who lived in the country, in remote areas, they were struggling. There were migration schemes for them to come to work in Australia, and a lot of them took advantage of that. Especially the single men would have come for the big opal rush in the 70s, early 80s, and they would have come from all other big jobs that they had been working on in the Snowies or Opera House or Dartmouth Dam.
So many of them were attracted here by the sort of mythology of Lightning Ridge being a place to make your millions by finding that one beautiful opal. Did that happen for many people?
Maybe a handful of people found millions, and maybe, you know, another third found what we call bread and butter, so that the town has prospered and developed into what it is now. Unfortunately, the majority, probably, of the people who came to find a big fortune didn't find it, but they kept on chasing it. There is a saying here, tomorrow, if not today, tomorrow for sure, you know, we find a big opal. And the years went by and they got old and they still live in the mining camps in the fields, and they might not have even thought of providing for the old age. A lot of the single men who came in those days missed out on family life, on family connections, on having network support.
So what are the challenges that aged migrants face?
I suppose the main challenges are connected to health and also the condition of living in the camps. If they don't have a license anymore because it was withdrawn due to health issues, they will have to rely on community transport. The community transport is limited as well. There is no public transport, there is no taxi service. We do have services that will go out to the camps, like home care and the community health nurses, but they also have their guidelines. Some of the camps might not be safe to access.
What are the sort of levels of language and literacy for the aged migrant population here?
Quite a few of them have very strong language barriers and literacy issues.
Can you describe for me what the living conditions are like out on the camps?
The living conditions are definitely very difficult, very harsh. There are no sealed roads that lead to the camps. The other things are definitely when they get too old to light the fire or start the generator or carry water, it becomes really hard. There is no power, not connected to the grid. There is no running water.
And the fire, everything nice for winter time, is a beautiful.
You don't use it for cooking, just for sitting around?
Sometimes, yes. Cabbage roll, if I make it. I have to cook in 3-4 hours.
76-year-old Maria Medic from Bosnia stopped mining in 2003, but is still living out on the opal fields in a fibro shed. Maria was one of only a handful of women mining in Lightning Ridge during the opal rush of the 1980s, and she still recalls that time fondly.
I love it. And the need is a 20, 25 temperature, no more. Always nice. In winter, outside cold, inside nice and warm. I like it.
And tell me, what is it like when you find a beautiful opal?
Oh, beautiful. When we find it, doesn't matter what time, finish work. On this day, no more work.
You found some good ones in your time?
Oh, sometime, yeah. Sometime, yes.
What is it like for you living here on the camp?
I need it. Up there, a lot of things. No electricity, no water. I have a water tank, 2,000 gallon outside. I have in the sink just cold water, no hot, because I don't have the hot water system. Because I get old, I come working, I'm sick, and what I doing here? Nobody there, nobody can come in to give me one glass of water. Nobody. But what I doing?
Anna outlines the additional services she feels are required to improve the situation for Lightning Ridge's aged migrants.
Well, we definitely need more aged care related services, whether it would be more room for them in the aged care facility at the hospital, more home care, more community health nurses that they could visit the people in their homes. And of course, the dream would be to have a small retirement village for the people who have to move from their camps and they have no place to move to.
What are the options at the moment when life on the camps just becomes too hard?
Well, eventually they become an emergency situation where they will be taken to hospital. Hardly any time is a place available in the aged care. So they might be placed into another community where they don't know anyone and where they might not have anyone who speaks their language. And that is a very difficult situation to be in.
Part of the challenge of accessing more resources for the aged community are the disputed population statistics of Lightning Ridge.
The census in 2011 counted 1,470 odd people. Our services, working here for many years, we all know that is way below the actual number of residents. Now, when you drive into town, you see the board there with the population numbers where we have, instead of numbers, we have a question mark. And nothing can describe it better that we never know how many people really live in Lightning Ridge. A lot of the people who live here, they don't want to be found and they don't want to be registered. Many, especially the aged migrants, struggle with any kind of filling in forms, especially when it comes from an authority that they don't recognize. 9th of August is census night, and unfortunately, again, I have the feeling that it's not organized very well to do this census efficiently. 2/3 of the population lives in camps. They need to be found. That is not an easy task. I appreciate that, but I'm really worried that again, once again, we will not be able to have a proper count of our population. Unless we can prove that we have more than what the census shows, that we have up to 8,000 people living in this community, then we have chances to get more services and to get more resources for our aged community here, for our aged people.